Hello, this is Excalibur of Excalibur Zone Gaming, and this is the FLGS News and Events program for the week of November 3rd, 2014. On this show, we cover the news and events of the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. In alphabetical order, the stores we cover are Bardic Tales in Hopewell, Battlegrounds in Midlothian, Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Hobbytown USA in Henrico, One-Eyed Jacks in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and the Time Capsule in Hopewell. This week we are seeing the release of the Commander 2014 set. Five different decks, all monocolored. Everybody's pretty excited. There are a couple of events cropping up. On the 12th, One-Eyed Jax is going to be holding a sealed Commander event, and there's talk of a casual event happening at Richmond Comics on the 7th. You'll have to go ahead and talk to Alice Moore or Tommy at Richmond Comics to find out more. It's time to go over the schedule for the next week. As always, if I don't have an event calendar, I can't report on the schedule for a given store, and if events aren't reported at least a week in advance, then I cannot report on them in any given amount of time. So, here we go. On Monday, November 3rd, Bardic Tales has D&D Next Arcadia at 6. Battlegrounds has Magic the Gathering Draft at 7. Dragon's Den has War Machine Journeyman League all week from 12 to 6. Star Wars X-Wing Galactic Imbalance at 6. And Modern Monday at 7. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day, every day. And Richmond Comics has the video game night from 5 to 11. On Tuesday, November 4th, Battlegrounds has a standard Winnabox at 7. Dragon's Den has Tabletop Tuesday all day. Indie Game Night at 5. Dual School Netrunner at 5. Netrunner Night at 5. And Pathfinder Adventure Card Game at 6. And Family Game Night starting at 7. Hobbytown USA has Kill Team Tuesdays at 6. On Wednesday, November 5th, Bardic Tales has D&D Encounters at 6. Dragon's Den has Dual School Magic at 5. Star Trek Attack Wing Resistance is Futile at 6. And Magic the Gathering Draft at 6:30. One-Eyed Jacks has a Magic the Gathering Grand Prix Trial, Ottawa at 7. Richmond Comics has D&D Encounters at 6:30. And the Time Capsule has Magic the Gathering Standard Winnabox at 7. On Thursday, November 6th, Bardic Tales has Lost Boys 100 Years Later at 6. Dragon's Den has D&D Intermediate Advanced at 5. The Academy at 5. And Warhammer 40K Thursday Night Fights at 6. Hobbytown USA has The Paint Club with Instruction by Chris from 6 to 8. Richmond Comics has Pokemon League at 5 and Tribal EDH at 6. On Friday, November 7th, Bardic Tales has Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7. Battlegrounds has Friday Night Magic Standard at 7:30 and Friday Night Magic Draft at 8. Dragon's Den has Open Gaming at 2 o'clock and Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7. Hobbytown USA has a tentative board games at 8. One-Eyed Jacks may have Friday Night Magic starting around 7 o'clock. Please check with One-Eyed Jacks to find out more. Richmond Comics has Friday Night Magic Draft starting at 7, and Friday Night Magic Standard starting at 7:30. The Time Capsule has 7:30 Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft. On Saturday, November 8th, Bardic Tales has Pokemon League starting at 12, the One Ring RPG and Age Undreamed Of campaign starting at 2, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Free Play starting at 3:30. Dragon's Den has D&D for Beginners at 2, One-Eyed Jacks has Star Wars X-Wing Night and Magic the Gathering Draft at 1. The Star Wars X-Wing Night seems to be all day. Richmond Comics has HeroClix starting at 2 and Magic Modern at 3 o'clock. On Sunday, November 9th, Bardic Tales has Sherman's Campaign at 1:30. Battlegrounds has Magic the Gathering Draft at 2. Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society from 12 to 6 and a My Little Pony Tournament at 2. One Eye Jack says Star Trek Attack Wing Resistance is Futile, Month 2, starting at 2 o'clock. Richmond Comics has Malifaux starting at 12 and Pokemon League starting at 12. And the Time Capsule has a Magic the Gathering rotating format event, usually draft, starting at 2. This has been the FLGS News and Events Program for the week of November 3rd, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the RVA area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we've missed a game store that is based in the Richmond, Virginia area, please leave a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the Richmond, Virginia area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You will not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but you will also be supporting many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of all sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donator's social media accounts. However, anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate, but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please donate a few cans of food to your local food bank. The intro and outro theme is Spring in My Step by Silent Partner, courtesy of the YouTube Audio Library. Until next time, enjoy playing games, support your FLGS. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. Also, please take a moment and visit my Patreon page. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.